The rail line between Lübeck and Büchen opened in 1851. One of the stops was at the city of Ratzeburg. Due to financial reasons, the main Ratzeburg train station was erected quite far outside the city center. This is why the wish for a train connection from the station to the city center still remained. And it could only be fulfilled by a local railway financed by the city itself. By the way, a local railway cannot be compared to a narrow gauge railway. The legal requirements for construction, signaling and control were clearly lower than with a normal railway. Hence, in 1902, a local railway company, the Ratzeburg Kleinbahn AG, was founded to finance the project. And it did not only have fans. Its opponents feared a destruction of the scenery. The construction of the railroad tracks was far from easy and needed much effort. Due to limited engine power, it was vital to avoid large slopes and sharp curves. Up to 17-meter deep gaps had to be dug out and, in other spots, railroad embankments had to be built. A light railway was installed to carry away the huge amounts of soil. The island's railroad line between the main station outside the city and the city center station opened in 1903. The town station was located directly on the southern bank of the Küchensee, in English Kitchen Lake, where today you can find the theater place. It was a typical reception building that offered a comfortable stay and a wonderful view of the lake. The owners of the local railway soon planned an extension of the line into the east and were hoping for a connection of the neighboring Mecklenburg railway network. The construction of the line up to the border of Mecklenburg started in March 1906 and opened in June 1908. The total length of the railway tracks from the state station in Ratzeburg to Klein-Turo was about 18 kilometers and it was an hour-long, unhurried, cozy ride. Whenever the train crossed a street, the train driver had to pull the bell loudly and blow the whistle. Furthermore, he had to slow down the train to a walking speed. Onomatopoeically, people used to imitate the gasping train when it was going uphill. Ich kann nicht mehr, which is the German dialect for I can't anymore, I can't anymore. When it was going downhill, the locomotive seemed to shout Schittiwatt, 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 which is Low German. If you were translated word by word, it would not be very friendly, because it would mean something like, you can shit on that. But beware that although the Low German shit may sound like and translate as shit, it is a much softer, friendlier version of the word and simply means, you can forget about that. In 1926, a side railway of 3 kilometers was built to connect the line with the Schalsee Canal that had just been inaugurated a short time before. From here, passengers could transfer onto excursion motorboats. From the Schalsee Pier, the motorboats offered a ride via Salem, Dago, Seedorf and Großzecher to Lausanne and Hakendorf. In addition to this, the boats carried agricultural goods. Sadly, the local Kleinbahn railway did not meet economic expectations. Thus, the transport of passengers stopped in 1933. Only 1 year later, freight traffic stopped too. Nowadays, you will find bicycle and hiking trails on parts of the embankments and the former railway path. But in many parts, nature has taken back the former railway area and you will not be able to spot it anymore.